It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. The rain appears to be dialing back just a little bit. That's going to be good. We'll deal with some of it still through the evening. But then once we get through this, I got news for you. I'm looking forward to about 2 weeks of sunny skies, which is great. I think that's very, very, very cool. This evening, we have the vice presidential debate. U.S. Senator J.D. Vance and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. What should we expect? Does it make a difference? That's one of the questions that we have to figure out, right? Is anybody going to change their vote based on what these two guys say? I don't know. What are they going to say? What should we expect? Very few people are as astute a political observer, able to offer insight, like former California Lieutenant Governor Abel Maldonado. And I'm just so thrilled to welcome him back to the program. Abel, my friend, thank you for being here.
Hey, Jeff. Thank you for having me again. It's an honor to be on your show again.
Listen, the pleasure is ours. You, my friend, have been through these things. You've been in debates. You've gone head-to-head with people that you know you disagree with and what have you. What is going on right now? Take J.D. Vance as an example. What is he doing to get prepped and get ready for this?
You know, Jeff, we always hear that candidates, they go into a lockdown and they get somebody to play the other opponent and then they go through this and that. At the end of the day, I was in office for 20 years. At the end of the day, you need to be authentic. You need to let the American people or the people you're trying to represent, let them see who the real person is. Tonight, we're going to see Tim Walz. This guy, you know, I've been watching him from afar. I've actually studied him a little bit. I've watched his debates. You know, he comes across as folksy, and he will be. He'll go in there, and he won't answer any questions, and he'll just kind of stick along this Midwestern stuff. You know, the guy wears boots. He wears Wranglers. He wears a camouflage hat. Yeah. He hugs pigs at the Minnesota State Fair. And then he puts tampons in fourth-grade boys' classrooms. That guy's a counterfeit. He's a fake. So we're going to see that tonight. He's going to lie through his teeth. That's what he does. He doesn't answer the question. And then we have J.D. Vance. I think J.D. Vance, you know, the first week he came out of the gate, he stumbled a little bit here and there, but I think he's doing fantastic. And, you know, he's taking questions, Jeff, from everybody. He takes questions from everybody. And guess what? That is going to prepare him for tonight. I think he's going to do really well tonight. And right when you started your show, Jeff, does it really matter? I don't know if there's going to be another presidential debate, but I can tell you this. If this is the last one, this will be the last snapshot we get to see of both campaigns, and I'm really excited to see J.D. Vance tonight.
That's a great point. Former California Lieutenant Governor Abel Maldonado joining us. That is a great point. This could very well be the final sort of head-to-head matchup. Now, I am concerned that CBS, which is putting on the debate, if you looked at the numbers, it's polar opposites. 85% positive coverage for Harris Walz, 85% negative coverage for Trump and Vance. So I've got to be a little concerned if I'm J.D. Vance that I'm even gonna get a fair shot.
You know, we saw what happened at the last presidential debate with President Trump and Kamala Harris. It was a one-way deal, Jeff. And, you know, when you go debate, it's not your job to fact-check the people that are talking. It's your job to give them the question. They answer it. If they don't answer it, you can ask the question again. But they were fact-checking President Trump. And actually, if you're going to fact-check one, you better fact-check the other. It's
That's
just
right.
simple. They did not, Jeff. It was a one-way show there. So tonight, I think, you know, they're probably going to do the same thing here in this debate. But I have a lot of faith in J.D. I think he's very, very smart. He's brilliantly smart. And, you know, they're going to come after him with all the stuff, you know. They're going to bring up the cat stuff and all this stuff. The American people, they can see through all that. I'm just hopeful that tonight J.D. closes strong. Yep. And it's just pretty basic. I mean, the border is one of the biggest issues. She's weak on the border. Oh, Tim Walz is going to have to answer for himself. He's going to have to answer for Joe Biden, and he's got to answer for Kamala Harris. It's that simple. So the border is wide open. I mean, it's just a disgrace. Our economy, it's people can't afford little extra stuff that we used to afford under President Trump. Mm-hmm. So you know what? It's going to be a big night. It really, really is. And tonight is going to set the tone when the debate's over with. It's a horse race, and I know Virginia, I've seen some polling. It's getting tighter and closer, which is a win for Donald J. Trump.
Oh, no doubt about it. Let me tell you something, Abel. I've seen some of the national pundits saying, well, that's, you know, Virginia's off the table. Well, I'm here, and we just had the University of Mary Washington poll. This is absolutely a horse race in Virginia. Nobody has this won. And given that Joe Biden won Virginia last time by 10 points, let's not kid ourselves. That is saying an awful lot. You mentioned the economy and just what a bad situation we're in. Did you ever think you would get to a point where somebody like J.D. Vance, who is living the American success story, right? Puts himself through school, serves in the military, does all these, somehow that is weird and wrong? When did we go down that track?
I mean, Jeff, if you heard when Tim Walz spoke at the Democrat convention, his biggest applause line was when he said, and none of my students went to Yale. Since when does a political party or a candidate for vice president is knocking a young man who came out of Ohio?
Yep.
I mean, a hard life at the beginning with a single mother who raised him, and it was a hard way to raise him, goes on to Yale, graduates. Since when is that bad in America? Only at the Democrat convention, and only with Tim Walz.
Only with Tim Walz. Yeah, it is craziness. You know, one of the things that I'm going to ask you if you think J.D. Vance is going to be able to raise is what seems to be Tim Walz's connection to the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, this is troubling, Abel. Very, very concerning.
Well, at first it was 30 visits to China, Jeff, and then they backtracked. They said he kind of over-embellished that he went 15 times, and they confirmed that he went 15 times. And I want to know how a high school teacher can go to China 15 times.
Yeah.
I want to know who funded that. I want to know who paid for that.
Yep.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense, Jeff.
No.
It doesn't make sense. So I hope J.D. will bring that up. And I got a feeling he is, because
okay.
J.D.'s very smart and he's very good.
Yeah, yeah. What else do you think needs to be raised? Because, again, I don't have all that much confidence in the so-called debate moderator. So I am counting on J.D. Vance to really be the voice for the Trump-Vance team, which to me says it's the voice for America. What else does he need to raise, do you think?
I think he needs to raise the border. There's no doubt. Kamala Harris was the border czar. She opened the floodgates. I mean, when she was in California, Jeff, and I had a front row seat to her in California, and I watched her as a DA, I watched her as a attorney general, and I watched her as a U.S. senator, and she could care less about the border. She didn't care. I mean, she's more liberal than Bernie Sanders. So in California, it was abolish ICE. In California, it was about close the detention centers, give illegal immigrants taxpayer-funded health care, give illegal immigrants taxpayer housing, and now they're flying them over the border. She supports sanctuary cities, and I hope J.D. brings it up tonight because it is a huge problem. And then this notion, Jeff, of non-detained illegal immigrants. Let me just share with you briefly what that means.
Okay.
That means you've been apprehended at the border. You've been apprehended by the Immigration Department, ICE. They know you're a convicted murderer. They know you're a convicted sexual assault person. And they let you go. They give you a court date, and they let you go in America. You think they're going to go back for court? Absolutely not. We don't even know where they're at.
Right.
And I hope that he brings it up, because when you do the economy and you do the open border, I think that's a disqualification to be president of the United States, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Just flat-out disqualification.
Yeah, yeah. And we in Virginia, we may not share a border with Mexico, but we have become a border state, and we are seeing all of these difficulties, all of these problems, criminals that have been brought here, dropped here, and we have local prosecutors have said, yeah, we're not going to cooperate with ICE. We're not even going to arrest anybody. It's bad. It's really bad.
100%, Jeff. I was at a press conference down in Arizona with Governor Greg Abbott from Texas, and he told me, he says, Abel, just one morning I got up and I said, how am I going to get this message out to the rest of America? And he decided to bus them to Kamala Harris's house in D.C. And you know what? You deal with it. This is what's going on in my state. You're going to deal with it in your backyard. And you're right. Every state now is a border state. And it's just been, it's been incredible how they've allowed this to happen under their watch. It's just crazy. And, you know, on Saturday, we have President Trump going back to Butler. And President Trump's going to continue his speech that he was giving the day he was shot at. And he's going to finish his speech in Butler. And I think it says a lot about who he is. Every morning this man wakes up, he's got DOJ on him. He's got the press on him. He's got everybody on him. They've shot at him once. Another time they wanted to shoot at him.
Yep.
I'm like, thank you for running, but my God, what has this man gone through? And then they say, you know, last night I watched some of the press, legacy press. Why does he insult people? They insult him every 5 minutes.
That's right.
He wants to fight back a little bit. Just, he's fighting back for us.
Exactly right. That's exactly right, boy. This is going to be an interesting one. Abel, number one, I appreciate you being here, and we're going to, if it's okay with you, reach out again. I mean, we're a little more than a month away, but we've got early voting underway here in Virginia and other places around the country, and I just love your insight, man. It is brilliant,
Jeff,
and spot on as always.
Jeff, I want to just close with this. My vote, Jeff Wyatt, let me tell you why I'm doing this. I love my country. I love the USA. And this is a big election for our country. And my vote doesn't matter. But every single vote in Virginia matters. And I'm asking your listeners to not let Kamala Harris do to Virginia what she did to my home state of California.
Well, we are going to do our part. God bless you, my friend. Thank you for being here. That is Abel Maldonado. He is the former lieutenant governor of California. Yes, he is a Republican. Yes, he is a conservative. Brilliant guy, a farmer by vocation, profession, from a farming family, the Central Valley. Has done great things in the state of California. He was the last elected Republican in the state of California. And I fear that is going to be the case. I don't know that California will ever elect a Republican again, and that's a sad commentary when you think about it. It is 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 423, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Taking a look at that Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, I agree. Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Others are there. They probably have a checkered past as well from your friend in Chester. All right. I know that Pete Rose broke a whole slew of records and set a bunch of records. And I do believe that he should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you can put an asterisk there if you want, or point out that he was, in fact, removed from Major League Baseball. But I just don't think you can ignore the fact that he was actually, truly, one of the best baseball players that the game has ever seen. Isn't that what the... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hall of Fame is supposed to be about. I mean, I that's what I thought it was about. I mean, I might be wrong, but I think that's what it is. 804, Jeff, I can't wait. Oh, yeah, I can't wait until the party we support does not make us enemies. We're all Americans. We need to remember that more than ever. Sorry that creep brought up your daughter, Jeff. He's talking about Larry. Kids should be off limits. I disagree with some of your political views, but I know you're a good guy. Well, thank you. I hope we as Americans can overcome the wedge politics that have been created. I'm with you on that. I really am. We've got our buddy Craig Peterson coming up in a couple of moments. How to stay safe online. 426 Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA. 435 Jeff Katz News Radio, WRVA. Great to have Charles Pyle back today. You know what happens? You hear somebody, and they're really, really good, like the case with Charles. And then yesterday, he wasn't here. And I don't know if it was under the weather or what it was, but he wasn't here. It's like, oh, my gosh. Charles, okay. Charles is fine and is back to doing great news reporting in the afternoon. And we're, again, I know I've said this before, but we're really, really happy to have him and Sarah Huffman and Gary Hess doing great work. Gary, of course, doing double duty a lot of the time because he's taking care of all the news in the morning with John Reed. I don't know if you were listening this morning starting at 6 a.m. Boy, I was thrilled, actually, to hear Kevin Sorbo. I'm so excited about Kevin Sorbo coming to town for the Virginia Council. They bring in some good people, tell you that. And Kevin Sorbo was coming to town, and he was on fire this morning and just right on so many things. I'm looking forward to that. And I did think that Dr. Danny Avula was going to bail on John again. But, hey, kudos to him. He actually showed up and seemed like it was, pretty good conversation. I was still reminded why I do not live in the city of Richmond with many of the things he said, but is what it is. All right. So all of that being said, today is Tuesday. I am going to remind you that tomorrow is Wednesday, but it is Rosh Hashanah. I will not be here. We'll be celebrating the Jewish New Year. But back on Thursday, lots of good stuff going to happen on Thursday. And about an hour from now, my dear friend Tom Leonard is going to be here from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market. Why? Well, because we have the longshoremen on strike right about now. And it is really going to start impacting food supply and holiday gifts and all the rest of that. Now, on Tuesdays, Craig Peterson joins us. I don't know. Is Craig there?
I don't know. Am I mic'd up?
Oh, there he is. All right, Craig. You were hiding in those, computer-generated AI. I don't know. Well, you're here now. That's the important part.
Hey, let's talk about two things here. They've been on my list here from the newsletter. Okay. One is the whole strike by what we used to call longshoremen, right? All of the dock workers.
Yeah.
And what's interesting from their standpoint, and many people are facing this today, is what's going to happen with AI.
Right.
Because when you're talking about loading ships and offloading, now, you know, I have two of my kids are in the marine industry. They both went to the Merchant Marine Academy. My daughter has her captain's license, ship's master's, unlimited oceans, unlimited tonnage, even was commanding U.S. Navy ships back in the day. So I know a little bit about this from what I've heard from them and what I've seen and studied. But it's really important that you load the ships properly, you offload them properly, meaning you don't want it to tip over because you have too much weight on one side or the other side.
Nope.
And then you've got to take these containers, get them to the right destinations, which might mean that they have to be sitting there for a few days while the truck shows up and stuff. 99% of that can be done by AI. Heck, it can be done today by computers. So they're looking at this saying, well, wait a minute, what's going to happen to our jobs? So they're obviously asking for more money, et cetera. But it's just another example of how AI is getting into an industry and is changing everything potentially.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing was, you know, the storm, of course, and the devastation that was caused. It was fascinating to watch the technology responses here, because they were actually flying large drones into the area of the hurricane and were using LIDAR, the technology that's been kind of perfected, at least improved by these self-driving cars. So with this LIDAR in the storms, they're able to see all of these tornadoes, whether it might be spinning up, where they are, what the actual air currents are, everything inside. So, you know, it's amazing, because that's going to help with predicting the paths and saving lives, which is great. And then they're also using some of these underwater technologies, kind of like LIDAR, to detect things underwater. So various types of obstructions, maybe even people as time goes on. So we're seeing the response to hurricanes and tornadoes that come from the hurricanes really, really stepped up now because of some of this technology.
Wow. You know, that is fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. Let me ask you to go back for a second to the longshoremen or dock workers or whatever the terminology is. Those guys, as we pointed out, they're on strike now. They're concerned about AI and the robots and all the rest of that stuff taking over. But as you point out, their job, if I'm looking at it, and I understand it's a hard job, but man, it's the equivalent, isn't it, of being in the buggy whip business in 2024, right?
Yeah, it really is, frankly, and that's a good example, because, you know, we had all of these guys, and back then it was all guys, who were hauling stuff, using horses, teams of horses, and you might have heard of a union called the Teamsters.
That's right.
Which was, again, these guys that had these teams of horses hauling stuff around. They're still around today. And what's happened with technology in the past is, yeah, people have lost jobs in certain industries. There's no question about it as technology advances. But the ultimate result has always been more jobs when you move forward. There are a heck of a lot more Teamsters today, more trucks driving around than there were just horses and teams pulling these buggies, as you called them, right, and wagons.
Yeah, yeah. Oh well. Listen, it's going to be fascinating, and I got to get you one of the things that just jumped out at me in the newsletter is the thing about scams. And let me, I want everybody to hear it. Scams. You'd never fall for an online scam, right? That's what I'm telling you. I would never fall for one of these online scams. Now you convince me otherwise.
Okay. This is great. This is out of Harvard University. Make sure your nose is adequately high in the air, along with your pinky. And they found that, in fact, the online scams are getting sneakier. We've lost $12.5 billion to cybercrime. It's incredible. And we're just talking about AI and potential job loss. And what we found now is they're using AI to take the data that has been stolen from businesses all over the country, and that using that AI data now to generate emails to you that are specifically targeted at you and your life. And it's really sad to see some of this stuff. But, you know, people say, well, it's old people, it's the elderly. It's people like us, Jeff, that are going to fall for this, right?
That's right. That's right.
and reality is that's not the case. Every age group falls for this stuff. So I've got an article that from Harvard that points to the study and a little bit of commentary on it. But we've got to be careful of that, which leads to my Crack the Code article.
Yes.
Which is the whole data privacy revolution. And we've talked about horses and Teamsters. Well, we've let the horse out of the barn, I'm afraid, when it comes to our private data. Yeah. Because there are billions of records that have been leaked onto the dark web, let's say. And these hosers are trying to suck the money out of our account. So I did a serious deep dive into Virginia laws on privacy. So what do you have to do if you're a small business person? What responsibilities do you have? What kind of teeth does the law have? But if you're a consumer and you think someone might be mishandling your data or even has your data and you don't want them to keep it, what can you do? So I've got an up-to-date deep dive. I've spent a bunch of time on that in this week's newsletter. Well, you have to click through from the newsletter, but yeah. but it's horse barn, right? Fire. They're out, but there's still stuff you can do, Jeff.
All right, now I have to ask you about Proton Mail, because I 1,000 years ago was one of those guys who got an invitation for this brand new thing called Gmail. Remember, where you had to be invited? It was a really big deal. And now even the dogs have Gmail, but you're saying Proton Mail is the way to go. Why? Why should I change everything to Proton Mail?
Oh, this is a great article in Medium called Goodbye Gmail. They are now, we know that for a long time that they've been reading our email, right? If you were kidding yourself otherwise, you know, I feel sorry. But now they're using your emails for their AI. And with their AI. So Google's been accused of using your emails now to train its AI. So it knows all kinds of stuff about you. And as we found from various researchers who've been looking into what the hosers are doing, that information can actually be extracted from some of these large language models. So scanning our messages, not a good thing. Scanning them just to show us advertisements, okay, that's not the worst thing. If I want to buy a truck, I'd love to see ads for trucks, right?
That's right.
But in reality, that data is Willie Sutton, right? Where's the money? It's in the bank. Where's the data? It's at Google. It's at the IRS. It's at various government agencies. Is it this business and that business? So that's where they're spending their time to try and grab data. And unfortunately, they're getting it. Now, Proton Mail, end-to-end encryption, they have a free level, and it's based in Switzerland, where they've got some serious privacy laws.
Yeah, they do.
So I've started using Proton Mail a while ago. I avoid Gmail whenever I can. They remove, people might not even know this, Jeff, but remember they used to say, don't be evil?
Yes.
It was on their website.
Yeah.
Guess what? It's gone now. So I guess maybe they've adopted evilism as their religion. I don't know.
We're Gmail. We help you to be evil. Wow. I don't know. It's got a little clunky, but I guess we can hammer that out in post-production. I need people to sign up for your newsletter, Craig. Remind everybody how they do that.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you this newsletter today if you sign up now, if you haven't already got it. But just go to craigpeterson.com. That's my website, the homepage, craigpeterson.com, and you'll automatically get the free email newsletter. No obligation, no spamming. I promise.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. If you are not signed up for the newsletter, again, it's absolutely free of charge. There's no advertising. He's not selling anything. He is a career computer guy who just said, there's a lot of bad stuff, and I want to help people. Now, he's got a business on the side he's got a business. And he does cybersecurity for big companies and the rest of it. This is his passion project, and man, is it good. CraigPeterson.com. 447, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 454, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Do me a favor, would you please make sure you're tuning in tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for my friend John Reed. This morning, if you missed it, Kevin Sorbo was wonderful, and I really am anxious to go and see him. He's coming. It's later this month, right? I have to check the Virginia Council website, thevirginiacouncil.org. It's the group that John is the founding director of. I think I got the title right, but they do a great job. They really, really do. They do a great, great job, and Kevin Sorbo is going to be great when he comes to town. I'll tell you who else is going to do a great job coming up in, just about 2 weeks. We've got the 8th edition of Politics and Pints, and it really has grown and grown and grown over these last 5 years or so. Brian Kilmeade had a great time last time. He's coming back. It was a shock to him, but he was happy that he's coming back, because I caught up with him in D.C. in the green room, and I said, we're really looking forward to seeing you the next Politics and Pints. And he went, am I going to that?
And his assistant said, yes, you are. And he said, well, yes, I am. So he's going to be there. Dana Loesch is going to be there. And obviously, most importantly, John Reed and I are going to be there. And, well, even more important than that, you're going to be there. But you're only going to be there if you snag yourself a couple of the last remaining tickets. Because this is it, man. They're down at the bottom of the box. But, I mean, it's all the general admission seating. So you're going to get a good seat, and you get your pint, and you enjoy the show. But they're going to be gone in a couple of minutes. So head on over, newsradio.wrba.com. That's where you're going to go to get your tickets. And it is the only place to get them. We don't sell them at the door. We're not doing that this time either. So if you don't get them online, you're not going to go. And the only way that you can get them is newsradio.wrva.com. Newsradio.wrva.com. My dear friend Tom Leonard from Tom Leonard's Farmers Market is going to be along at 5:35. Why? Well, because the dock workers, the longshoremen, are on strike. It's impacting two big ports, and I am concerned. You know why? Because I like to eat every day. I like to wear clothing. I like things that are being delivered. And if they're not coming off of these ships, I don't know what happens. But Tom Leonard has been analyzing it for us, and he's going to be with us at 5:35 with the update. So please make sure that you are here. 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.